Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. In just minutes, today's show, the topic, using stress, make stress work for you. How about that? That's going to make your day. Now, the show is live. The call-in number, guest call-in number, is 347-637-3789. Call-in number is 347-637-3789. You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And then log on to my website, simplyageless.net and kathywatsonspeaks.com. I've got you coming and going. Be sure and click on all of Z buttons. Oh, the pageants, the books, and the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs and Shakespeare. Now, our bags are packed. We will traverse the world so that you could enjoy Timeless Rhythms of Soul. Wait till you hear Roger's voice. And now mark this down. On April 26th, that is the birthday of the Bard. And Roger and I are going to be performing the whole half hour. No interruptions, no commercials, no nothing. I want, write that down, 11:30 Central Time, Live with Kathy. Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Now scroll down to books. The Elixir of Youth. See, good itself a spring chicken. You do know that we age on a cellular level. And I'm going to do a show very quickly about achieving your target heart rate, a goal only for the healthy. And darlings, you won't believe this. I have a library of articles that I save if it relates to what I'm talking about. Are you ready for this? In USA Today, Thursday, May 4th, 1989. That's 28 years ago. The topic was using stress. And researchers seek ways to predict, prevent stress. You've heard me say this time and time again, that the Europeans think we're insane because we're constantly competing and comparing. With whom? With whom? Now, that's what today's show is going to be about. And I will give you advance notice about using a heart monitor. The Silver Fox and I have been using them for eons, and our chiropractor introduced us to it. Now, when you go back to the books on, I did digress, when you go back to the books, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, the key, it's all in there. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets and the methods to the fountain of youth. Yeah. Now, if you want to reinvent the wheel, go ahead. But everything is there. They're all natural. And you're going to learn how to acupress your body with your fingertips. And then the key, we talk about aging on a cellular level. And with chiropractic, I do think in that article, I talk about achieving your optimal heart rate. But medical disclaimer, I'm not a doctor. I no PhD. I just share with you, I have vision, and futuristic insights. And I have a mastermind group that I call on when I need them. So, get the book, The Elixir of Youth. It's an ebook and soft copy. And the soft copy and the ebook, you could only get it by emailing me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Scroll down to Choices, Awe-Inspiring Choices Revealed by Successful Entrepreneurs. Discover their secrets. Dream. But their dream just wasn't poof, poof, and, well, maybe tomorrow. Oh, I don't know. I don't think I'm quite ready. They took their dream and held it in their hand and contributed to the book and all of the stories, the abyss they went through, traversing tragedy, challenges, upsets, disappointments, all true stories. They're in the book. You could get it at authorhouse.com and Amazon. Scroll down to the Heart of the Lion. Oh, be with Felicia and Rick and Luca. You'll find out who Luca is. Now, that book is part fiction and part nonfiction. You make that decision, and when you get the book, you won't put it down. You call and tell me, email me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and tell me what part was fiction and what was nonfiction. And then the book is out, 101 Ways to Improve Your Life by David Ricklin. So 115 of us, we opened our heart to you. You see, in life, you're not in this alone. There is only one thing that separates us, and this is globally. What do you think it is? What do you think it is? 347-637-3789. Look in the mirror. Hey, how's your day going? Mine is fabulous. But can you imagine circa 1989 using stress by Dr. P. Hansen, known as the stress doctor? I'm going to Google him to see how he's doing. And I'm going to let him know that I quoted him on Blog Talk Radio. He is, oh, in Canada. And he did have a daily radio program on stress and health. His first book, The Joy of Stress, deals with the dangers of stress. And his latest, Stress for Success, which has just been published, focuses on making stress work for you. Can be an asset if you handle it right. Oh, but wait a minute. You're too busy comparing and competing, and who cares? You know, I was on the Big O Show, and it was about, are you afraid of aging? And I coined two phrases. Don't ever waste an entrance or an exit. And never, ever apologize for what you're wearing. I had the microphone for over 20 minutes. It was awesome. That was back, I think, in 1996. Where are they now? What do they look like? Did they take advantage and did they take to heart what I talked about? Stress can be an asset if you handle it right. Shouldn't we avoid stress? Stress is not the enemy at all. It's the very thing that turned out to be the fountain of youth for comedian Bob Hope. So what is stressing you out? In your mind's eye, do you want to give passion to your voice? Do you want to be the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show? It could happen. You could share your story with the world, your way you own it. Powerful marketing tool. Your show is archived. However, it's under my umbrella. I choreograph it with you and I co-host. And once your show is over with, Oh, how wondrous is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature, your identity. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. I don't think too many of you would listen to me too long if this is what I sounded like. So, when you give a voice to your passion, you'll be able to hear how you sound. And once we've agreed that it resonates with Live with Kathy, I send you the link. You email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your voice, your show, your message will circle the world. Day flexible, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 12, but that's flexible too. I work with you on content. The fee has been paid, and you're on the air. I become your outside advocate. I continue to work for you. So I look forward to hearing from you. Creatively yours, Kathy Watson. Now, there are two ways that you could be part of my consortium. You could have your own voice on my show, my airtime. Or you could select a 60-second commercial. There's a 13-week minimum contract, and it is affordable. So what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Oh, some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. Come on, get out of your comfort zone. Because I want you to feel the energy of my sponsors, but I really think of them as my partners. The Brotherhood and Sisterhood Ironworkers Impact. Titanic Shaping and Bridging the Future. Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision. Coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, banding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive and efficient contractors in the world. They walk hand in hand. To find out more, log on impact.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International. They're the Domperion of the trades. Did you know? Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is my pleasure to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Yes, you do need to qualify. So log on ironworkers.org. And then you want to order a copy of my CD, Ironworkers, a Noble Profession. Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. I open with that. Then I transition into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. It's available. Modest fee plus shipping and handling. Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship. One family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Age. Bob is a wire art sculptor. Leather works. Each design is created for the individual, hand-built, made one at a time, one of a kind. Unique designs from Iron Age. For more information, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre. Oh, he's our CPA. Email ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by The Elixir of Youth. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. Everyday happenings takes its toll on our looks. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. They're all leading factors in premature aging and sometimes death. Get the book. It's an e-book. We're living longer, but not necessarily better. Come on. I want you to enjoy your life like it's golden. Edith Nam, author extraordinaire, wrote a book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. A journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. Or do you embrace old, archaic thinking, toxic, negative thinking? The book is available at Amazon.com, author House Barnes & Noble. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by home-based businesses. No, you don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. More people are becoming wealthy today, starting from being the CEO of their own company. And you don't have to invest huge capital. So do you dream of starting your own business? Remember I said there are two types of dream. One, poof, poof. The second, you hold your dream in your hand, you persevere, you move forward, and you stand on the mountaintop holding your dream in your hand. And what's great about a home-based business? It's a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and encouraging you to believe in yourself. Did I pique your interest? It's great for the kids, too. Teach them about the beauty of money. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And, darlings, by the way, this show is going to be archived about 10 minutes after I'm off the air. And log on blogtalkradio.com/, click on March 29th, 2017, and Live with Kathy, Using Stress. And stress, darlings, can be positive, not our enemy. It's the very thing that turned out to be the fountain of youth, for I told you, comedian Bob Hope. If he had taken everyone's advice, tired into a rocking chair and done nothing from age 65 on, he would not have been the young, witty man that we all enjoyed. Is stress a killer? Stress is actually neutral. How you handle stress is up to you. What's your perception of stress? Is it going to bring out something good or something bad? Now, here's an example. Elvis Presley chose the route of a route of substance abuse and obesity. So, what separates us from everyone else? Well, actually, there are two things. You know, our little fingerprints. But what is the other one? So Elvis chose drugs, and he was a fatty. Bob Hope chose the route of family stability and good humor. The results were completely different. How are you handling your stress? Now, darlings, I have to tell you that you're listening to Live with Kathy. I cannot believe that I still have this article, but here it is. Dr. Hansen said, adaptation of our bodies and minds to any change can be for the better or for the worse. What frustrated me in my years as a general practitioner was doctors saying, you should avoid stress. So USA asked him a question, well, shouldn't we avoid it? And Dr. Hansen said, oh, he's good looking. Stress is not the enemy at all. It is the very thing that turned out to be the fountain of youth for comedian Bob Hope. By the way, in 1989, Bob Hope was nearing his 86th birthday. So USA came back and said, but stress is also a killer, isn't it? And Dr. Hansen said, yeah, some have blamed stress for killing Elvis Presley. Listen to me, darlings. Actually, stress is neutral. Until it lands on a person, we don't know whether that stress is going to bring out something good or something bad. Now, Bob Hope and Presley had the same fear of failure in front of the public. But you know how Elvis went. Drugs, obesity. And Bob really wanted family stability and good humor. So I think Elvis died when he was 42. Huh. And Bob Hope, in 1989, approaching his 86th birthday. So what does this mean for all of us? Rather than telling people to avoid stress, Dr. Hansen said, in other words, telling all entertainers to avoid stepping out in front of crowds, it's better to teach people how to learn how to handle that stress and have something good happen. Well, Dr. Hansen, what happens if we just ignore stress? Hansen said, well, you know, the Alaskan oil spill was allegedly caused by somebody who was in charge of the ship and who apparently responded to his stress by turning to alcohol. The cost of an employee assistance program to help that particular captain would probably be measured in a few hundred dollars. The cost of wiping up the coastline of Alaska will probably be in the billions. The cost to the U.S. economy was close to $200 billion last year because of badly managed stress. Well, Dr. Hansen, how can people manage stress on the job? Do unto yourself as you're already doing unto others. You would never put an ad in the paper for an assistant that said, we want someone who's going to work all the time, so as many hours as they can, and when they're off duty, we want them to continue to talk shop. We're not going to give them any time to do any exercise, even though you feel to have only 3 hours out of 168 in a week. We won't even give you any time to have a hot meal. Now, would you, could you ever, never hire anyone like that? Because people would say, my God, they're slave drivers. But people do this unto themselves. Now, I'm going to segue into Stephen. Researchers seek ways to predict, prevent stress. By the way, I'm not medical, remember that. Someday it might be possible to determine as early as infancy whether a person will be prone to stress. Some scientists think that children could be taught how to cope with stress, protecting them from stress-related disease such as high blood pressure, depression, heart disease later in life. Stephen, who is part of the biological study of behavior at the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, he says, and I'm quoting him, researchers are doing a variety of experiments to see how this might be possible. In experiments with humans, children are placed in everyday situations to see how they react to change. For example, when children meet others for the first time, some join the group while others hang back. These are the uptight kids. If they get used to situations, they'll play like crazy. It's just on the first exposure, when it's novel and when it's strange. And you get the uptight reaction. So they observed the children. They checked the heart rate, looked at blood samples, measured hormones in the saliva. All these tests tell how anxious or stressed kids are. Huh. And they're also conducting experiments with monkeys to find out more about stress in humans. Did you know that stress could be inherited? The coping strategy seemed to be the key when dealing with stress. Some techniques: bring a friend along when you're faced with a new situation. Or if you're worried about a situation, plan what you will say and do before you get there. Back to USA. Learn how to handle stress. Visualize it in your mind's eye. How can people manage stress on the job? Well, we talked about that. What do you do if you find yourself overly stressed on the job? Make sure, number one, that you're in a job that you love. And then make sure that you're putting the right fuels into your body. Get enough exercise. Don't poison yourself with the wrong foods or substance abuse, cigarettes, and make sure you're spending enough time with your family. The answer isn't just to have everyone quit and move to a little desert island. The answer is to have each person be a competent manager of his own department of one. Well, doctor, what are the signs that a person has become overly stressed? Sadly, I've seen patients who didn't recognize any signs in their body at all until they suddenly took their last breath. I've seen it happen to a 37-year-old female executive who suddenly had a heart attack and had no warning. The truth is, she had warning, but she ignored them. If you're happy when Monday comes, it's a pretty good sign that you're in a career in a job that you like. Remember, the most stressful job is the one for which you're not suited. And look at the feedback you're getting. If you feel great and all of a sudden people are starting to say, gee, you're starting to make a lot more mistakes, or you look kind of crummy today, don't react with hostility, because people may be telling you something valuable. Are there medical signs? The silent signs that our body is trying to give us: blood pressure may be creeping up, cholesterol may be climbing, our blood sugars may be going wild. We'll never know any of that unless we take the time and trouble to go to see our doctors. The doctor is there to help in terms of prevention. Okay, so the bottom line is that stress is not necessarily an enemy, right? Stress is not a four-letter word, but something neutral in our life. If we handle it, it should be the greatest asset we've ever had. It should bring a longer life. It should bring better health and peak performance on the job, which will give us that competitive edge we're all seeking. But that's only going to happen if you manage it correctly, using stress to your advantage. It's your choice. How do you handle it? I told you, Europeans think we're insane. Who are you competing with? Who are you comparing with? Live in the now. This is the only moment we have. It's your choice. And I want you to live your life like it's golden, stress-free. Au revoir. Until tomorrow, Kathy Watson.